on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about receiving. How well do you receive? When someone does something nice for you, is your immediate reaction to do something in return? Are you always the one giving and not getting anything back? Learn tips to receive more fully as we continue our month focusing on love. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because for most of my life, I couldn't receive. I always felt like I had to give, 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 give. Through a lot of work, I realized that came from not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough, not feeling loved. And then someone one day said to me, "How can I expect to create what I desire when I cannot even receive what is being given to me?" That was a huge aha for me. I could never receive a compliment. I'd brush it off. Or if someone did something or got me something, I felt obligated to give right away in return. In addition to that aha moment, meeting my husband was a huge support in learning how to receive more. I had never before been in a relationship where the give and take was so balanced. We really aren't taught to receive. At least I wasn't. Maybe in a super enlightened or aware household, but I have yet to meet someone who talks regularly with their kids about receiving. And if you do, hats off. Can you receive a compliment? Or do you wave it off and immediately recite all your faults? If you get a gift, do you feel you need to give something immediately in return? If someone is kind and offers to support you, do you shoo them away? Why do we struggle to receive? Like anything, you can learn how to do this and simply need practice building your muscles. For some, giving more could make them feel like they are in charge and in control, while receiving could make them feel out of control. How many of you out there feel the need to be in control all the time? I used to be in control. I've learned through life, I'm not the one in control. I only have control over how I respond, what I think, what I say, what I do. Can't control my husband, can't control my clients. Definitely cannot control the cats. When you learn to lighten up and realize that, you can find more peace. How do we receive more? Know you are good enough, worthy, and loved. I believe it all boils down to this. You are good enough to receive. You do not need to do anything to receive. And if someone tells you otherwise, skip town. You are as worthy as anyone to receive. Love and accept yourself as you are, in this moment, the perfectly imperfect you. Love what is. Be clear about what you desire. What are you choosing? Identify any fears that hold you back from receiving what you deserve, then work on releasing those fears so that you can embrace your desires more fully. When your fear comes up, have a conversation. Ask whose voice is that. Dismantle your fear and get to the truth. What kind of giver are you? Do you truly give to others with an open heart and freely? Or do you have another motivation? When do you give from love or from an expectation? Are the expectations coming from you or others? Examine the gifts you give and figure out what motivates you. Are you giving out of obligation or to make yourself feel better? Do you give and really expect to receive? That's not a really great place to give from. Give from your heart. Compliment someone without expecting anything in return. Practice giving openly. Remember, what you put out, you get back. Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? Are you tired of feeling stuck? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. If you are ready to take that first step, go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire. When I don't give from my heart and from openness and give from a need that needs to be fulfilled or obligation, I am exhausted. Giving from a needy place creates resentment, feeling like a victim, and anger. Giving from a full heart is loving, joyful, and fills me up. Resist the urge to deny the gift. If you are challenged when it comes to receiving, your natural reaction might be to deflect or reject a compliment, help, or gift that is offered. How do you think the giver would feel if you brush off a compliment or refuse an offer of help? Most will be saddened if they can see you don't believe you're worthy, or perhaps even angry or upset, as your rejection might signal a belief that the gift wasn't given with the best intentions. Practice with a friend or in the mirror saying thank you. Sit quietly and open your heart. Pay attention so you aren't on autopilot immediately rejecting a gift. Practice thanking someone for a tangible gift. Find a physical gift that you can touch or see, or hold. Say out loud, "Thank you for this gift. I accept it." Add anything else that you might want to say from the heart, from openness, from love. You may have feelings of guilt or become sad or angry depending on the gift. Practice having gratitude until you are neutral about the gift and don't have any negative judgments. Do this until you have fully received the gift with love. Practice thanking someone for an abstract gift, like a compliment, an offer to help, or something that is sentimental. These gifts usually come from love. I am from the South and had to learn about bless your heart. It may be a challenge for you to open your heart or believe you are worthy enough to receive the gift. Feel the love behind the compliment or offer to help or gift, and feel your heart opening up as you say, "Thank you, I accept this." Say anything else you choose to say. Everything is energy, so the person will feel your good vibes at some level. Repeat until you fully receive the gift with love. Share your gratitude. Say thank you to everyone and anyone who not only compliments you or gives you a gift, but also helps you out. The friendly clerk or barista. The person who let you cut in line in the grocery store because you only had one item. Gratitude and smiles are contagious. The universe loves gratitude and love. The more you put out, the more you get back. Consider you are supporting someone who chooses to give and is choosing to be of service. Let them have their joy. Don't take away their joy. Take actions. Examine yourself as a giver. Do you give too much or not enough? Do you give from heart or from obligation? Pay attention. Where do you struggle to receive? Practice receiving. Use a mirror and say thank you. Practice sharing from the heart. Practice coming from a place of openness. Share your gratitude with people in any way, shape, or form that is comfortable and genuine for you. On our next episode, we are talking about forget that stuff. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.